If I want something, I have to want it. But to really want. To achieve success, you have to want to. At first view, this sentence seems simple, perhaps even ordinary. Many may wave their hands at its true nature and say, "Well, of course I want to succeed." But it is only when we really think about it that we realize the profound truth behind the words. For desire or wanting is far more than a passing idea that enters our thoughts when we reflect on our goals. Desire is the true cornerstone without which we cannot begin to build our success. It is the spark that activates and energizes everything else, our determination, our actions, our energy. And without that spark, nothing will happen. Success isn't something that simply happens unexpectedly. None of us wake up in the morning to find a package on our doorstep with a bow and a note saying, "Congratulations, you just achieved your dreams." We have to earn our success. It is the result of our actions, our efforts, and most of all, our unwavering will to want. To want so much that it is almost tangible. Think about it. If you have a big goal in front of you, whether it's a new job, a business, the perfect relationship, or even a marathon, what will ultimately drive you to achieve it? Is it enough to just tell yourself, "I'd like to, that would be nice"? Or does it take that strong, persistent desire that will push you even when complications, setbacks, criticism, and doubt come? And this is where we get to the heart of the matter, wanting in the sense of true desire. It's not the kind of quick wanting that comes from looking at a new phone, a better car, or an exotic vacation on Instagram. The real desire we have in mind is not a whim. It's a deep-seated inner feeling that pulls you toward your goal, wherever it may be. It's the fire that keeps you alive when you see the first challenges. It can bring you to your knees. It's the energy that sometimes makes you get up early in the morning to plan your next steps, and that refuses to let go when the temptation comes to give up or let it go. Napoleon Hill once wrote that desire is the starting point of all success. Interestingly enough, he was correct. If you think about it, every great thing you've ever accomplished started by really wanting it. You had this overwhelming thought, "I can do it, I'll get there." For desire is not only the initial impulse, but also your solid anchor that will hold you through the biggest storms of failure and doubt. On the other hand, if you don't feel the desire, you can start the journey to your goal, but the journey may soon seem too difficult. Without desire, you lack the energy to push you around the next corner to your success. Imagine you are standing on the road to your dream. In the distance, you see that dream goal, whether it's a new career, starting a business, better relationships, or even just personal peace and happiness. At first look, everything is clear, you can see where to go. But the road to it is not straight. Between you and your dream lie obstacles, a thorny forest, steep hills, maybe a few dangerous swamps. Without the desire, the hunger, you might not even make the journey. Or you start, but the first scratch on a thorn stops you. Every obstacle will feel like a giant mountain. But if you have a real desire inside you, something else will drive you. You see the obstacles, sure, but you don't think of them as the final stop. Instead, you think of them as tests, as challenges you must pass through in order to grow. These obstacles no longer seem like mountains, but rather steps that lead you closer to your goal. Real success is not just about getting to the top. It's about the energy, the drive, and the desire that we gain along the way. And it all starts with one simple decision, to want it. Not just passively hoping for better days, not just casually thinking it would be nice to have something, but to want deeply, truly, with all our heart and soul. Because it's that wanting that transforms you from a person who thinks about something to a person who acts. The road to success doesn't begin the moment you see results, but the moment you honestly and powerfully admit that you have what it takes, that you want it, that you will go for it, no matter what. So whatever your goal is, remember this. There are many steps to success, But the first and most overlooked is the most important. You have to want it. How to turn passive dreaming into active wanting? You may have been asking yourself this question for a long time, so it's great that you're here. Because the answer to that question could change your whole life. Picture this. You're sitting with a cup of tea or coffee, your phone out of sight, a blank piece of paper or an open journal in front of you, and you ask yourself, what do I want? Do I really want? You might have a million things running through your head. Career dreams, relationship ideals, a desire to travel the world, learn a new language, or just to feel happier. And yet, instead of picking yourself up and taking that first step, you stay where you are. Why? Because dreaming is easy, but wanting and especially acting? That's another story. So let's take a closer look at this question. How do we turn passive daydreaming, that long dawdling where we imagine a mythical life that always remains somehow out of our reach, into concrete, active, and properly committed wanting? Because we want that wanting to be not just, it would be nice to have, but I'll go for it, whatever it takes. So, how to do it? Part number one, get clear on what you really want. Get your head straight first. What is it that keeps nagging at you when you think about it? What's that dream that gets you out of bed every morning or that you dream about at night when you fall asleep? Defining what you really want is the cornerstone of this whole transformation. And being specific is the key. It's not enough to say you want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy, but what does that really mean to you? Is it travel? Your own business? Learning to write books? Or maybe finally figuring out who you are while meditating on the beach? Once you name it, you're halfway there. Because the phrase, I want something out of life, is so unclear, you'll be lost in it before you step out. But, I want to start my own coffee shop. Sounds like something you'd pick up. Part number two, make desire a commitment. A great desire without action is really just daydreaming. Yes, it doesn't mean that longing is bad. On the other hand, desire is the start, the spark that ignites the fire. But if you just desire and you don't make a plan, you don't start putting steps together, then that desire will burn out before it turns into something bigger. Imagine that planning is like building a bridge. You need to say, where does it go? You need solid pillars, concrete steps, clear deadlines, and responsibility. I understand that it can sound boring when you have a head full of ambitious dreams and ideas, but without a bridge over your excuses and fears, you'll never cross. Start small. For example, if you dream of becoming a photographer, a daily step might be to take your camera and go out and take pictures. If you want to run marathons, start by at least going for a walk after work. And you know what's the best part about these steps? Each small action makes you stronger. Each one moves you closer to your goal. Part number three. Obstacles? Great news. Don't doubt. Failure is something everyone faces. Imagine you're learning to ride a bike. When you fall off, your first instinct is to scream, I can't. I just can't do it. But what if someone showed you that every fall is actually the best coach? Obstacles can transform you into a relentless force that continues to soar. It's not that you'll never fall. It's about picking yourself up every time and saying, so what? What did I learn from this? If the plan doesn't work out as planned, that's okay. Adjusting your course is fine. Just keep sailing. Part number four, seek support and inspiration. No one has conquered Everest all by himself. Well, maybe Reinhold Messner, but we'd better do it our own way. Find a partner, whether it's a mentor, a coach, a friend with a similar dream, or a community of people to kick you when you feel lost. Share your progress. Inspiration and support from others will give you renewed energy. Not only that, their advice and insights can point you in directions you wouldn't have thought of on your own. Part number five, believe in yourself and never give up. Self-confidence is like a muscle. It doesn't grow overnight, but the more you strengthen it, the stronger it gets. When all desire seems to be fading away, take a deep breath and tell yourself, I can do this. Remember, real transformation takes time. If you wish to transform passive dreaming into active desire, brace yourself for a lengthy yet rewarding journey, and allow yourself to slow down once in a while. A day of rest is not a failure. When a dream gets wings, and at the end, dear friend, being a dreamer is a wonderful thing. Dreams are the foundation of everything mankind has ever achieved, but if we want to turn those dreams into reality, we need to add activity, energy, a plan, and a good dose of courage. Dreaming can leave you sitting still, but wanting will lift you into action. And that's how a passive dreamer becomes the hero of his own story. Let's dive into practical part. And now it gets really interesting. We will be dealing with the practical part. And no, it won't be any boring checking off tasks on a list or learning theory. We're going to make it so much fun that you'll feel like you've just stepped into Walt Disney World. And let's face it, who wouldn't? Today's section was actually inspired by Mr. Disney himself, specifically his famous Disney Method. Have you heard of it? If not, you definitely have something to look forward to, and if you have, trust that this time you will experience it in all its practical and playful glory. So what's the point? The Disney Method is an amazing tool that is widely used in the practice of neuro-linguistic programming. It's great for developing creativity, finding unconventional solutions, and most importantly, for planning. It helps you turn your dreams into reality by starting to look at them from several perspectives: dreamer, performer, and critic. Yes, you'll have to become a bit of an actor because each of these positions requires a different perspective, a different mindset and approach. But don't worry, no Oscar-winning performance is expected of you. All you need is your honesty and a little imagination. This method allows you to look at your dreams, whatever they are, from different angles. This will give you a better understanding of what you want to achieve, what may be holding you back, and most importantly, what specific steps you need to take to get closer to success. What will you need? Before we dive in headfirst, prepare a few essentials. You don't need to worry about anything complicated, no lab or astronaut gear needed, just some typical household items you probably already own. A room where you have peace. Yes, that's basic. Find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Paper. Ideally, a lot of papers or maybe a whole notebook because creativity has no limits. Get markers or pencils in three colors. Each color will represent one of the roles: dreamer, critic, and performer. So you can quickly understand the situation. And finally, your head and a good dose of imagination. It just wouldn't work without it. Step 1. Become a dreamer. Imagine you're a dreamer. You're in this magical world where anything is possible. You don't have to deal with any everyday worries, no stresses, no obstacles. You have plenty of money, plenty of time, and all you focus on are your dreams and desires. It's a beautiful idea, isn't it? Well, now it's time to really play that dream out in your head and breathe in the freedom. Ask yourself a few key questions. What is your dream? Don't be afraid to be specific. Write down everything that comes to mind. What should it look like? Engage all your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? How does it make you feel? How do you want to develop it? Is it a journey, a process, and what all could be in it? One primary rule applies here. No limits allowed. There are no limits at this stage. No, I can't do this, or I can't handle this. On the other hand, the more you get away with the fantasy, the better. You want your dream to be as colorful, intense as possible, because that will help you greatly later on. And don't forget to write all those thoughts down carefully in the dream box. No idea is wrong or impossible here. Next step, bring the critic on the scene. Once you've gone through all your amazing ideas and dreams, it's time for the critic to come in. This step may be a little less fun than dreaming, but it's certainly no less important. Switch your mental role and look at your notes through the eyes of a skeptic. This stage is all about being able to analyze your dreams, find potential obstacles, and prepare for them. What could fail? What could stand in your way? What are your weaknesses? Analyze each point in detail here. Go back to each idea in the dreamer section and add your critical notes to it. But be warned, this is not about completely ripping apart your dreams or dismissing them. It's about looking at them constructively. Look for ways to improve them and write down specific comments. This is exactly the stage where you'll avoid disappointment because you'll start to have a realistic view of what will be needed. Step 3. Become an executor. And now you step into action. This is the part where you take your dreams from paper to the real world. Again, go through one point at a time, this time taking both the ideas from the dreamer and the notes from the critic. Focus on how to create a plan. How do you translate your dreams into concrete steps? And how do you deal with the potential obstacles the critic has identified? The best trick is to divide your big goals into several smaller ones that you will be able to manage step by step. Create a timetable for each of these sub-steps. Make a clear plan. What you'll start doing, when, and how. Rule number 1. Do not skip roles. It is very important that you only ever focus on one role in this method. If you are a dreamer, you are a dreamer. No critic or executor has any say in it. The same rule then applies to the other phases. If you keep this clear approach, you will get far better results. On top of that, you can repeat the whole exercise several times. I personally recommend going through this process at least 3 times. You'll see that you'll always discover something new. Rule number 2. Follow rule number 1. What can you use this method for? The Disney method is not just for planning big life goals like starting a business or deciding on a career change. It's also great for everyday things, planning a vacation, renovating your home, choosing a birthday gift, or even deciding what to cook for dinner. What's the best part? You don't have to be on your own. Feel free to invite a partner, friend, or colleague and practice this method together. It's just important that everyone maintains the one-role rule. If you're in the dreamer phase, everyone simply shares ideas without any judgment. I hope you love the Disney method as much as I do. It helped me sort out my thoughts and even create this app. And trust me, there's nothing more freeing than having a clear plan and knowing exactly where you're headed. So, are you ready to get started?